Right, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, the artistic process, it's tricky. I mean, there's just this sense of like, in order to craft something that's really touching, you have to really sort of enter into a space. You come into this area of like, what I do anyway when I'm creating music is it's constantly looping for hours, and I'm gently crafting bits of it. Not hours, maybe, but it's looping for a long time. And as it loops, I sort of layer stuff on top as parts. So you get into this state of sort of deep concentration. I've actually heard that if you brain scan a mixing engineer while mixing down a record, it's like broad theta waves of a level that's only usually seen in people doing meditation. That's very much how it feels. There's this sort of, you devote yourself into the sound, and your brain just becomes kind of a feedback loop between your ears and your fingers. And somehow whatever it is that's welling up in you as you write interferes with that feedback loop until something's coming out of the speakers that's a song. At least that's how I work. You know, it's kind of just like, this doesn't feel right there. This feels more right there. And it's a very lonely experience. It's not something that it's perhaps exclusively to an electronic musician, but for me it's a very lonely pursuit. I mean, I can jam live, but I don't think that in any way matches what I produce when I craft. And so there's this sensation, a state of mind, which is, I think, common to most artists when they're working, which is this intense focus. And yet, you know, quite often these things are consumed lightly. You know, that when they're heard, they're not heard in the same state of mind. So there's this difference. This distinction between what it is you experience when you hear a song and what it is that actually led to that song. One of the things that I was trying to do with the S900 videos when I was videoing my room was, you know, like, when I make music, I'm just in my room. And I kind of wanted to show a music video that was just in my room. Because quite often you'll see something that was produced in a back room somewhere with a sampler and headphones, and when you see the music video, it's like a rapper jumping around on a waste ground or something. I don't know, it's very vivacious, it's quite often external, it's spread across great areas of land, as it were, you know, there's different scenes and stuff, and there's a sense of narrative and story and all this activity and boisterousness, which is, you know, I think that's present in a live gig, but it's usually not present in the creation of the music. So people watch these music videos and think, this is what it is to be a musician, or this is where the music came from, that's what it represents. And it's like, no, it's not
And I'm